American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. President Donald Trump is on his way back to the U.S. after meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in South Korea. Kevin Cork has more.
President Trump speaking on board Air Force One following his high-stakes meeting with China's leader Xi Jinping. He called the meeting with Xi that lasted about 2 hours, quote, amazing. The president says the U.S. will lower tariffs on China to 47%, down from 57%. He also said a lot of other decisions were made on soybean exports, fentanyl, and computer chips. An official traveling with the president also saying that China has agreed to keep exports of rare earth minerals flowing.
President Trump ordered the Pentagon on social media to resume nuclear weapons testing. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he agrees with the president that testing is needed.
The United States can't afford to unilaterally disarm, that we have to make sure that our nuclear arsenal is second to none, that it won't be overmatched by the combined forces of Russia and China.
Russia has claimed it successfully tested a nuclear-powered and nuclear-capable cruise missile, while China is believed to have more than doubled its nuclear weapons in the past 5 years. Turning Point USA held an event at the University of Mississippi Wednesday. Madison Scarpino has more from Oxford, Mississippi.
It was a packed house here at Ole Miss. Turning Point says there were 10,000 attendees, and the crowd was roaring once Erica Kirk took the stage. This was her only scheduled appearance at these campus tours, and the widow talked to the crowd about her husband, Charlie Kirk, his mission, and his legacy. And she addressed the students directly, calling Gen Z the courageous generation. Erica then introduced Vice President J.D. Vance. He gave a speech and then answered several questions from the crowd, the topics ranging from faith, pro-Israel policies, the National Guard in U.S. cities, and of course, immigration.
The government shutdown enters its 30th day today, with more Americans expected to feel the impact soon. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley blames Democrats for allowing SNAP funding to run out.
I've been pleading with my Democrat colleagues all week long. Do not allow 42 million people, needy people in this country, to go without food. And yet, they seem prepared to do just that.
A Christian family advocacy group in Texas says the Texas Supreme Court has issued a major victory for religious liberty in a same-sex marriage lawsuit. Bronson Woodruff has more.
A Texas judge named Diane Hensley came under fire herself in a legal challenge that Jonathan Covey of Texas Values says has ended positively.
The Texas Supreme Court just did a rule change with the Code of Judicial Ethics. So what we're talking about here is Canon 4 of the Texas Code of Judicial Conduct.
He explained a lot of people don't hear about the canons, but he explained they are the whole framework for everything for a judge, how judges are supposed to act, what qualifies as partiality and impartiality, and proper performance of their judicial duties.
Judge Hensley is an elected justice of the peace from McLennan County, and in 2019 she received a complaint about she was not performing same-sex wedding ceremonies.
Covey said the Judicial Conduct Commission actually reprimanded her, and then she filed a lawsuit against them.
Late in 2019, there was a lower court ruling that said she was barred from continuing her lawsuit because she had skipped the internal appeal process for the Judicial Conduct Commission.
So he said she went to the Texas Supreme Court on that question. He added the case was pretty well tied up in the courts for a while, but now
the Texas Supreme Court came out with a change that said that the Canon 4 cannot be interpreted against a judge who decides not to perform same-sex wedding ceremonies because of sincerely held religious beliefs. And this is a welcome and a long overdue clarification from the Texas Supreme Court.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
On Wednesday, U.S. stocks bounced around their records after the Federal Reserve made moves to boost the job market, but also warned that more help isn't guaranteed. The S&P 500 finished virtually flat, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 73 points, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. Stocks have been on track for modest gains in the afternoon after the Fed cut its main interest rate for the second time this year. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.